This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I get up very early and am on my way to work at about 4:45 in the morning. It's about the same time the bats are flying back to their homes after a grand night of feeding. Let me introduce you to the little brown bat. I know some of you have just turned away or are covering your ears saying la la la, but the little brown bat can munch down 1,200 mosquitoes in an hour, and when you live in Wisconsin or Minnesota, you gotta give them props. They may not be the cutest things, but all of a sudden this little guy is popular. They're a threatened species in Wisconsin. They're fighting with a fungal disease. The little brown bat weighs in at about half an ounce, that's less than a pack of gum, yet eats half its weight in mosquitoes, flies, midges, and other soft-bodied bugs every night. They have a wingspan of 9 inches and can fly at 20 miles an hour. During hibernation, their heart rate drops from 200 beats per minute to 20, and their body temperature hangs at just a degree above the surrounding air. Baby bats are born between April and July. As pleased as I am that bats eat mosquitoes, I don't really want to share my home with them. In mid-August, you can start bat-proofing your place. You want the baby bats to have a chance to get out. Then it's time for sealing up the joint. Bats look for loose fascia boards, busted attic vents, a roof wall joint, any place they can squeeze in to hang during hibernation. They can get into a hole as small as a dime. The best thing to do is to wait until dusk. That's when bats go hunting. Then use quarter-inch mesh or nylon netting, caulking compound, plywood, or aerosol foam insulation, and seal any place you think they might be getting into. I'll have all this and more on GardenBite.com. And be sure to find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.